On March 9th and 10th, the PBR, that's those professional bull riders, are going to bring their premier Unleash the Beast to Fiserv Forum. And that's featuring the 40 best bull riders in the world. And joining us is a guy who's number two. His name's John Krimber, and he's been riding bulls since he was 5 years old. And John, tell me about that. 5 years old, and your parents let you get on top of a bull?
Yes, ma'am. You know, I've always grew up watching my dad, and that's when, you know, I took my first step. I rode sheep when I was three, and then whenever I got my first bull, that's when it all started.
Do you remember the first time and what you were feeling?
Oh, yeah. The first time, I was really nervous. I remember I got my first new pair of chaps, too, and I was wearing on it all day, and show up to the bull riding, and you're this bull. His name was Bulldog, actually. His name was Little Bulldog Bull, and I was pretty excited, and it's like I nodded and I couldn't see anything. I fell off, and I fell off pretty fast. It was really fast, but I was pretty upset. But then it just like kind of driven me to get on more bulls.
When you said it drove you to get on more bulls, what was it? What was that was in your belly that made you keep wanting to do this?
It's kind of an unexplainable feeling. Like it's just something so addictive that you would just want to keep doing it, and you just have so much love for it that every time you just think about bull riding, it just kind of fires you up, and that's what it feels like.
Now, explain how that works, because you get on the bull, you're not wearing a saddle, obviously, or the bull's not wearing a saddle, and how do you hold on?
So we use a bull rope. It's called a bull rope. It's a little rope with like a cotton body and like a handle, I guess, and a tail, and you just hold on to it.
And how long do you have to remain on it in order to be competitive?
8 seconds, and they judge the bull from 0 to 50 and the rider from 0 to 50. So it's half the bull, half the rider. And your score is kind of based on how the bull performs and how you perform. If the bull kicks really hard and is really intense in the spin, you'll be in the high 80s, high 90s, you know. And if you ride him perfect, you usually get about 2 or 3 points over the bull. So if a bull is a 43-point bull, but you're, let's say, 46, it's going to be 89.
Are the bulls trained to try to knock the rider off?
So they're just bred to buck. That's what they love to do, and that's what they're bred for, you know. They actually get taken care of better than people. I ain't gonna lie to you. They're the real superstars, in my opinion.
All right, so when you get on that bull, and you know this thing is big. It's bigger than you.
A lot
it's
bigger.
Bucking. Yeah, I mean, how dangerous is that? I mean, have you ever gotten on one and been really afraid?
A couple times. I'm not really afraid, just kind of like nervous, you know, because a couple times I've been on some pretty big ones, like some abnormally huge ones, and you're like, what? And the kind of thing, like, what am I doing? But it's just part of it, you know, and those are the ones that I actually ride better on, because sometimes people are afraid of those, and that's when you just kind of go out there and have fun a little bit.
That's fun, get riding that bull like that. So there's adrenaline when you're doing this. I mean, you're actually having a good time.
Oh, it's an adrenaline rush, and I love that adrenaline rush. I'm having an amazing time. It's so fun. I love it, just riding, and, you know, whenever you make a good ride, the crowd's going crazy. You know, it's just something that kind of gets addictive to you.
Have you ever gotten hurt?
Yes, ma'am, I've gotten hurt. The most recent one was last year in May. I broke the bottom of my eye socket. A horn hit me in the eye. And it was a pretty bad deal.
Oh, my gosh. And you're completely healed now, though.
Yes, ma'am. Actually, I had a bull riding that following weekend after I got hurt, so I had to wait to get surgery. I got on that following weekend, and then that next Wednesday, got surgery.
How long do you plan on doing this? Because you're a fairly young man right now, but, I mean, is this going to be your life for the next 20, 30 years?
Well, you know, I kind of really haven't thought that far. I'm just really kind of living in the moment, and whenever I feel like I need to stop, that's when I stop, but it's going to be a little while.
Well, it is going to be an exciting weekend at the Fiserv Forum when Unleash the Beast comes, and again, it's 40 of the best bull riders in the world and more than 100 of the top bovine athletes on the planet. John Krimber is going to be there, and you want to come out and see him. John, thank you so much for sharing your experiences with us.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for having me.